Here, along the southern basin, Lake George stretches for miles north. Surrounded by mountains on either side, it's a jewel of the Adirondacks that many deem worthy of protecting. People flock here for boating, hiking, fishing, gaudy summer tourist shops, and historic sites. State and local governments have invested millions to combat invasive species, wastewater, and even road salt. But last summer, New York State's Million Dollar Beach, normally packed with bathers, was quiet on several weekends. That's because high levels of coliform bacteria, E. coli, were frequently detected there. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, E. coli is found in the digestive systems of warm-blooded animals, and if ingested, can cause diarrhea and other illnesses in humans. One person continuing to investigate the issue is Lake George waterkeeper Chris Nowitzki.
The coliform bacteria has shown up occasionally around the lake at the public beaches and areas, but nothing persistent like it has been at Million Dollar Beach for a long period of time. Sometimes you would have spikes, and those tend to be related towards waterfowl, ducks, geese, but nothing over a prolonged period of time that has repeatedly returned as it has at Million Dollar Beach.
On a chilly October morning, I ride along with Nowitzki to the beach. He says we're going to look at a small stream that surfaces between homes on the southeast side of the lake.
This tributary has been studied back into the 1980s. And, you know, there was always high levels of nutrients in this stream.
Stepping out of his car, Nowitzki heads into the ditch.
The stream is really the surfacing of the groundwater. So as this groundwater surfaces, it brings whatever is in the soils through this area to this tributary.
He leans over and examines the stream. Nowitzki pulls up a rock matted with green algae.
And this is what we were testing with our algae to see if there was... If this was telling us anything, and it was telling us that there was indicators of organic pollution, of cyanobacteria, the blue-green algae. So again, that leads us to think that there is organic pollution sources up in this watershed.
And that nutrient-rich water flows from that small stream underground and into a creek nicknamed Snug Harbor, which heads right into the lake in an outlet directly next to the state beach.
We know how important that beach is for the local community, but we also know how important it is to maintain the safety for the public and the reputation of this lake as a pristine water.
Bob Stegeman is regional director for the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, the agency responsible for maintaining the beach. Stegeman says high levels of coliform bacteria were first discovered in 2016 and investigated.
We just first discovered this the year before, and then as the season entered, we continued testing, and we discovered that the issue was continuing.
On Friday, June 9th, 2017, DEC announced it was delaying the opening of the beach to swimming due to above acceptable levels of E. coli bacteria. It blamed the issue on a prior rain event. The start of the swimming season the next Saturday was delayed. DEC also said it would begin investigating the issue. Swimmers were back by the following weekend, but by June 21st, the beach was closed again. The closures stumped local officials. Village of Lake George Mayor Bob Blaze said when the Million Dollar Beach was having problems, the village beaches had no problems with water quality.
The state beach is our signature beach. The state beach is really the beach that everybody relates to. During the whole closure of the state beach on various occasions, we were testing our beaches every single day and getting terrific readings. So it was a mystery.
So to solve the mystery, a dream team of local officials, environmentalists, and advocates came together.
Everyone was all hands on board. The state came in, the town, the village forces, the waterkeeper, the Lake George Association. We all got together and we had several meetings and we said, We've got to not only find out where this problem is coming from, but we've got to correct it, and we've got to correct it fast.
Town of Lake George Supervisor Dennis Dickinson was also at the meetings. He said a dozen people were in the room representing a host of governments and organizations, including the state.
So we had some pretty serious brain power there, let alone manpower. And it was a good thing. And we went through a lot.
So the team got to brainstorming. Mayor Blaze said the village sewer system had recently been slip-lined, ruling out leaky pipes on one side of the lake. One theory was the stretch of sand beside the million-dollar beach, nicknamed the Dog Beach. Mayor Blaze says the Dog Beach is popular with visitors who cannot bring pets or alcohol to Million Dollar Beach, or who do not want to pay the $10 parking fee across from the state beach.
There are no restrooms available at the Dog Beach, and therein lies, we believe, one of the major problems. When we were assisting the state beach with cleaning up the Dog Beach, we found dirty diapers in the sand. We found dog feces in the sand. We found a lot of things that are really disturbing.
While waste from beachgoers may have been an issue, Supervisor Dickinson believed there had to be another reason why coliform bacteria was entering the lake. He said the state beach, where all the poor samples came from, is surrounded by the town of Lake George Caldwell Sewer District.
So when they were having bad readings, it was pretty evident that it was either the state facility or there was a problem, some kind of problem in the Caldwell Sewer District.
So an investigation began into the sewer district that connects homes and businesses on the east side of the lake uphill from Million Dollar Beach. The village provided equipment to assist the town and the state in the investigation. A robotic camera was sent up through sewer lines. Pipes were injected with smoke, filled with dye, strategies to help pinpoint where there may be a leak or a bad connection. DEC's Bob Stegeman said several lateral connections to homes were found to be compromised, and those were repaired. The work continued.
We cleaned out stormwater catch basins that ultimately discharged near the beach, and the inspection of holding tanks and sewer pumping systems for the tour boat operations in the area of the beach we made sure that they were operating.
Workers pulled up close to 100 manholes owned by the town, Warren County, and the state. Dickinson said they were getting closer when they discovered two state-owned manholes that had been covered with grass and soil over the years. One, located on Cedar Lane, was clogged with debris.
And the manhole filled up with material, and we couldn't get the camera into it, so we pulled the cover on it. The stench was unbelievable. This thing hadn't been maintained in years.
DEC says the stormwater system was confirmed to have high levels of bacteria, likely due to the buildup of debris and sediment over time. But there was still the question of how E. coli bacteria, which comes from warm-bodied animals, was being introduced into the stormwater system. As the search continued, another possible culprit was discovered, a broken sewer main just a few blocks away from the beach. Dickinson is convinced this was the source of the problem.
It's a 10-inch main that goes to the east side. It's a major sewer line. It carries a million gallons a month.
Here's how it happened. A few years ago, Warren County resurfaced Beach Road, which goes along the southern basin of the lake and Million Dollar Beach. National Grid was seeking permission to run a gas line to a bar on Beach Road. When the county denied the utility permission to dig up the road to put in the new service line, the utility instead jacked the line under the road. That was done in September of 2016. In that process, the gas line was run through the middle of a 10-inch sewer main. Dickinson thinks this was the smoking gun.
I mean, we spent $25,000 looking at everything you can imagine. Absolutely everything, and didn't find anything. We find this is unbelievable. This is a real anomaly. I mean, they drilled a gas line right through our 10-inch sewer line. It's a major line.
Dickinson's theory is that the sewage exited the breached pipe into the stormwater system, down Beach Road, into a manhole, down the storm culvert, exiting into Snug Harbor, and flowing into the lake, less than 100 feet from $1 million Beach. Dickinson also maintains, however, that the lake and its water are completely unsecured, and that there are a number of unknown factors that can lead to water quality anomalies at any time. National Grid released a statement on the sewage line in July. The company said, quote, "When this was brought to our attention last week, early July 2017, we moved the service away from the sewage line and repairs were made. There was no evidence of leakage at the spot, and readings of contamination of the water directly at the end of Beach Road read zero for contamination and continue to read so at that spot," end quote. Stegeman said the contamination was a culmination of many factors and that DEC did not determine the extent of how much the sewer line break contributed to the pollution problem. Looking at the data, waterkeeper Chris Nowitzki said after the pipe was repaired, soon after the break was discovered, bacteria levels dropped.
And what we've done is actually graph that, and since that pipe was repaired back in the beginning of July, you can actually see that there is a downward trend in the levels of E. coli that have been found.
According to Nowitzki's data, there were spikes after rain events, possibly due to bacteria still in the ground, but being brought to the surface water. So, is that it?
It's hard to say. It's a complex issue. This was a key component, but, you know, there needs to be more, whether that is some type of monitoring in the soils, some wells that can be drilled to test groundwater to see where that's surfacing. Because again, there's that concern of that culvert and that stream on the east side of the beach, which appears to be, you know, the origin a lot of this problem.
Another conservation group, the Lake George Association, assisted the state in its investigation. LGA Executive Director Walt Lender says though the data showed a reduction in the coliform bacteria levels, it may not be the end of it entering the lake.
We've removed many of the sources, but there are still some things out there that that must be contributing to this problem. So over the course of the winter, we'll work with DEC. We'll certainly work with the town and village, and we will hopefully get to the bottom of this before the beach opens in the spring.
DEC's Bob Stegeman says he's confident that 2018 will not see the same problems.
I do think, however, that it's not certain. It does demand due diligence to look at the, and to monitor and continue to investigate the sources, because it's so diffuse. I mean, it is not one single source. So we're going to work with our partners to do that.
Lender believes the lake remains one of the cleanest, most pristine water bodies in North America, if not the world. And he'd like to see it remain that way.
It's a drinking water source for many of the people around the lake, as well as the communities around the lake. It's a source for recreation and tourism for hundreds of thousands of people every year. It's the basis of a huge regional tourism economy. And it's also just a really beautiful, beautiful lake, which is very clear and recognized by all who come here as one of the most beautiful places on earth.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.